Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, we are continuing my descent into failing mental health this week. And let's just start that off by giving a huge thank you to Jim Prosser and Anonymous, our sustaining donors. If you would like to become a sustaining donor, go ahead and get over there to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that donate button. We could use the money this summer because we want to really go to the beach.
We want to travel to Europe.
Yep. That's no, I can't. I'm never going anywhere on an airplane again.
Aww.
That's that on that. I'm done with airplanes unless they can put me under general anesthesia.
Oh,
Rob, my dear friend, Bobble Rob?
Yeah.
Well, I really got to check in with him. Rob, we need to do a check-in. Yes. Well, let's just do a blanket apology for everything we've ever said or done.
Well, I kind of believe in not apologizing for anything. Oh, no, I don't. Okay, fine. Sure,
what?
Let's go for it.
You love apologizing.
I don't actually like apologizing. I'm actively trying not to apologize for things, unless I really should apologize because
wait,
I was
why?
Asshole.
Is it because of the whole, like, anti-feminist, like, women apologize for, like, other people stepping on their foot kind of deal?
Well, I mean, one, I think you should just really be behind what you're saying and doing in the moment.
But everyone makes mistakes.
Everyone makes mistakes, and I think we can apologize for
but
the mistakes
soon,
we made. But I don't think
everyone makes mistakes.
Should we just blanket and apologize for everything we've ever said? That just seems extreme.
Yeah, that's
to
what
me.
I'm trying to do.
You're just trying to get out of any legal law, any legal lawsuits. Is that what's
legal,
happening?
Legal, moral, ethical, just taste, times I violated the listener's taste.
Oh, I don't think you've ever done that. We're not that gross.
Wait, why? What?
I don't think you've violated anyone's, like, taste buds taste, that kind of taste.
No, babe. Like, just their taste, their
listen,
aesthetic.
Listen, babe, what's happening now? What's going on here?
Babe, I'm talking about just violating their opinions and stuff. You know, like,
oh,
if I had
taste.
A take on something and they were like, that's a bad take.
I thought you were talking about, well, this happened to me this morning. I was eating breakfast and Jimbo and I were talking and I was out of hand. And he was like, I'm trying to eat breakfast here. I was violating his taste.
Wait, you were saying some gross shit?
I was being ridiculous, as I want to do in the fucking morning.
I have to tell you that I've heard recently that people are using the phrase out of pocket in the wrong way.
Tell me more. Let's talk about this.
Well, have you heard that slang phrase out of pocket?
I feel like I have, yeah.
And what do you think it means?
Well, I need it in context. Can you give me a sentence? Give me a correct and an incorrect sentence.
No, you just got to say what you think it means. No, say it. You give me a sentence.
I don't know. I'm trying to think about it. Out of pocket. I guess I can't think about it right now.
Okay, well, here,
something that's like, something that's easy to come by? I don't know. I'm having a hard time with
it. Whoa, no. Okay. Out of pocket is when somebody's like going in the wrong direction. They're like on one. They're like, oh my God, Carla just went up to Karen's boyfriend at the party and was like,
made out
you know,
him.
Rubbing his
no!
neck with her boob.
Okay, good. Oh,
God. Oh. Wow, she was really out of pocket for that one.
I don't think that's correct.
I think so.
I don't think that's correct use of the term.
I do think so. Now we have to fucking look it up because
we're like old
white ladies.
I don't believe you. Look it up. Someone prove us
wrong.
Okay,
hang on. Urban Dictionary, out of pocket. To say something too far or someone that acts so goofy that no definition can express.
Yeah, I'm into that one. I think that's correct.
Okay, so the example is a girl is like, your dad is so hot. And the other person is like, stop, that's disgusting. And then the girl is like, no, I would fuck the shit out of him.
What? That's not a fucking example.
And then the other person is like, never say that again. That was just out of pocket.
Yeah, it's like out of a, it's like, that's not,
out
that's
of line.
Out of alignment, kind of, out of line. Thank you.
Out
that's
of line.
What I think.
Yeah. Okay, well, I feel that that's exactly what I said.
No, you didn't.
Okay, but now I think people are using it just to mean like, they're going to be gone. Like people are at work and they're like,
I'm out of pocket.
I'm taking PTO on Sunday or on Friday. So just know that I'm going to be out of pocket.
No, just be like, I'm out of the office,
because I'm
going to
be camping.
That's all you got to say.
You're not out of pocket. You're definitely not. You're not going to be out of pocket on your stupid camping trip. Okay, I'm just doing that as a public service announcement, because I know probably a majority of our listeners are old white ladies like us. Okay, I have a public service announcement for everyone who has work in that show Pyramid Scheme at Bass and Rainer.
Wait, yeah.
Get over there.
Rainer or Rainer?
I don't know. We never figured that out. Isn't that sad? But you have to go and pick up your stuff on the 10th. That is this Saturday. I think it's going to be kind of a party.
Oh, the 10th.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's okay, going to be a party, and actually, I'm DJing. Just kidding. Wouldn't that be wild if I just announced myself as a DJ for something that no one invited me to?
I kind of feel like Chris would be funny. I think he would think it was funny.
Okay.
Okay, so Kate's DJing this party starting at 5
o'clock. No, I'm not DJing. No.
She's DJing this party.
No.
Why?
I'm not DJing. Don't be so upset. Because I'm not DJing.
Just calm down.
No, nobody expect me to DJ.
Why
do you say
no?
What do I have to get a record player? I don't have anything.
You need a computer. Just put some digital files on your fucking computer and be like, beep, bop,
can I just play it off of my iPod shuffle? Can I just play it off my iPod shuffle, Mason?
Yeah, do it. I'm already dancing to the music.
Mason. We got an email, Mason.
Oh, no, we didn't. No way in hell. Who emails us in the middle of the summer?
I know, it's a miracle.
Everyone's basically retired for 3 months.
Everyone's in Europe. Okay,
Mason. Everyone's in Europe gallivanting around with their sunshades and their beach
shoes. I want everyone to know that I don't think I'm really going anywhere real. Well, depending on what happens.
What are you talking about now?
I want to try to get to Ohio.
You're also going to be spending some time in San Francisco.
Plans. Oh, well, I'll definitely be in San Francisco. If people want to come over to Maysoon's house while I'm watching the cats, I'm just going to leave the door open.
No, don't you dare. Really, don't you dare. That's like a huge,
I'm going to be DJing out the front door. Okay, Maysoon, can we focus
up? You should DJ on the back porch and have people just roll up in the alley.
Oh, that's so cute. And I could, like, shoot everyone with a t-shirt gun?
I'm going to order a t-shirt shooter for you.
Okay, get the t-shirts, too.
You can put
a
bunch of rags in there. We've got a whole bag of rags. You can just fill them with rags.
God, Maysoon. Okay, let's focus up here, Maysoon.
I think we're pretty focused. I feel like this is how it usually is, Kate.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, we got an email here from Ben.
Oh,
okay, I would love to. Well, maybe Ben wants to remain anonymous. No, it sounds like Ben has said nothing controversial. Okay, Ben would love to hear both of us respond to the Mika Rottenberg show at the Jewish Museum.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of great and weird, says Ben.
I thought it was fucking awesome.
Can we get in? Oh, you saw it already?
I went to the opening.
Maysoon, I thought you don't really go to the CJM.
I really try not to because I'm so offended by them. And by their metal detectors, primarily.
Well, and that they partnered with the Israeli government back in the day, and artists protested about it.
That's true. I know that there's people on the inside who are trying to push the conversation around Palestine, and, you know, I appreciate that and want to support those people. Uh-huh. But I mostly am just like, I just am very offended by the metal detector thing, because I think that... Well, I just think it like... What's the word?
Well, and as someone of Palestinian heritage, it is a very loaded thing for you.
I also, you know, they do have good shows there. I'm always conflicted. I mean, are you kidding? Going there is conflicting for me because I want to go
all
see
these
the
fucking
shows.
Places. The whole art world is.
I know.
Just
then
a
we, yeah, like let's not get into all the funding that goes behind SF MoMA and whatever, right? It's just, it's fucking bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's all hard.
Yes, we do what we can. Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal.
You should see that show though. It's great. There's three videos. The videos are fucking quirky, weird as fuck, and awesome.
Quirky?
Yeah.
Quirky how? I'm imagining puppets. equals puppets to me.
Okay, not quite puppets, but like one video is, I can't remember perfectly right now, but there's like, it's almost like not a pinwheel, but like a, what is it called when you have like a circle and it's divided into like six parts and each part has a different like element that you dive into. And like one of them is like a squishy text, like tactile, like where you put your hand in some like goo.
What the fuck?
Like Play-Doh goo.
In real life, you put your hand in goo?
No, no, I'm not doing it. It's a video. The video is fucking weird. They're fucking weird. Okay. They're so though. It's weird, great art. It's
Do
like
have
such
a
fucking, it's such a relief, you know? You're like, oh yeah, this is some weird shit. I love it, you know? That was my
feeling. I love Mika Rottenberg.
Yeah, so her work is really interesting. And then there's a room full of like all these, oh God, what's wrong with me? I can't remember any words.
The show is called Spaghetti Blockchain.
Yeah. Anyhow, you should go see it. Let's talk about it. I'll try to get some thoughts organized around it.
And also keep in mind that Mika Rottenberg was born in 1976 in Buenos Aires.
There was an artist talk after or during the opening
You fucking
reception.
Met Mika Rottenberg and held her gently in your arms?
Her. No. Oh. Our artist talk was really not that interesting. It's just one of those where it's like 15 minutes, just a few questions. And it didn't get into anything too deep, which is fine. They were, you know, it's I think it's mostly for like the members and donors and stuff.
Right.
But the show was great. The show is great.
How can we get in for free?
Just use your press pass.
I think you can get in for free probably through the San Francisco Public Library probably has a way for you to get a free ticket.
Maybe, yeah. And then there were all these like weird sculptures, these like motorized weird sculptures with like ponytails flipping around. I mean, it was just fucking weird and great.
Just ponytails flipping around in every direction.
Yeah, there were like little peepholes into the walls. You know, it was just weird, weird, great. I loved it. I want to go back and spend more time. Let's go together.
Well,
I'll go with you.
Okay, they have a free whole weekend on the first full weekend of every month.
Okay.
So that will be July 1st and 2nd.
Okay, let's go.
And let me tell you, I want to make sure the Mika Rottenberg show will still be up. And of course it will because it's up until October 22nd.
Yeah, it just opened.
So that's cool. That's pretty cool. Okay. Thank you. Okay, wait. There's more Ben had to say. We talked about the first sentence of Ben's email for 25 hours.
Ben, keep the emails coming. You're really giving us something to talk about here.
Ben also wanted to know that Ben also has a piece in a show coming up. It's a juried member show at the Berkeley Art Center. Ben says it's kind of my first piece in an art show. That's really cute. Really good. Okay, well, definitely check. I love going to the Berkeley Art Center because it's in such a cute part of Berkeley where you can go see the Rose Garden.
I have gone more this past, like, year than I have gone in my whole time living in the Bay Area.
That's a testament to the great job that Kim and Elena are doing over there.
Yeah.
So we'll get over there. And then lastly, Ben wanted to say, I was a prep team member on the Sika install and got the pleasure of handling Kathy's jackfruits and Maria's. I was a prep team member on the Sika install and got the pleasure of handling Kathy's jackfruits and Maria's large quilted pieces, etc., with gloves on, of course. Ooh. Love the show, Ben. Thank you so much, Ben, for writing in.
Oh my God,
I hope
Ben.
Those jackfruits didn't completely tear up your deltoids and your biceps because they were so fucking
I really wish Ben gave us like more like intense specific details.
Yeah, Ben,
about
give us a little more info. Yeah.
We want to know how heavy they were, how scared you were, if Kathy was like, you know, a terror to work with.
Oh my God. I feel like Ben's not going to
say that. I doubt
it.
But I want to know all the details. Do you love working at SF MoMA? Do you hate it? Are you...
Yeah. What's the worst thing they've ever had you do? Did you have to hide a body?
Oh. Give us all the details, Ben. Feel free to also embellish or make up stories for us.
Yeah, I love that. Maysoon, I'm not sure if it's going to pick up on my microphone, but it seems like every single dog in my building is having a mental breakdown.
That's okay, because our neighbors have a guest baby
next
door.
Oh, my fucking God.
It was also generally really good, but it was just crying, and I don't know if it's going to keep going at some point.
Wow, this is unheard of.
And their window is also wide open. I've closed my window, but it's still just like, we're too close, you know. It's just funny. So there might be some noises. Everyone, just enjoy the sounds of the two cities we live in.
BayVac, they're having DIY art films workshop. This workshop will inspire filmmakers who want to make scrappy personal art films in order to build confidence, community, and momentum towards larger art projects. That sounds really cute.
Sweet, love
that. That is Thursday, June 8th from 5 to 7. It's only fucking $20 with the RSVP. That is so
cheap. That's some cheap shit, guys. Get out there.
Really do that. Sounds very cute. Facilitated by Daniel Freeman, who is a micro-budget filmmaker. What do you think about that?
Who's a what now?
Micro-budget. Micro-budget.
Hmm.
Big news. The National Endowment for the Arts has given a grant to the Montalvo Arts Center. Yes, they got an Our Town grant from the NEA in support of an upcoming project they got over there called A Path Forward. It's in partnership with the Santa Clara County Parks Department and the West Valley College Department of Land Management. Sounds like it's going to be some nature shit with trees. Yep. Kalaa is taking applications for their Media Arts Fellowship program.
Okay.
The deadline is July 1st, so you got plenty of time. It's an opportunity that's open to local, national, and international artists. Kalaa will award 4 artists a $3,000 stipend, unlimited access to Kalaa's facilities for up to 9 months, 1 month artist housing at the Higbee. Wow, that's new. I'd never heard of them giving housing before. Is that new or am I just on one?
Wait, what was that? Sorry, I'm an ass.
I think I might be out of pocket right now.
Ooh.
Just kidding. I'm not going to start saying cool slang. They're giving 1 month artist housing at the Higbee for artists outside of the area. I never knew that they gave that they would give you a place to stay. I guess it makes sense though, because they were giving fellowships to artists from other countries and stuff. Go Kalaa. You got anything?
No.
It's Pride Month, Maysoon. How are you supporting me?
How am I supporting you? Well, I did go and hang out with you for an hour on Saturday.
You really did, and you ushered me to get some boba after work.
Extra walk?
Mm-hmm.
I'm supporting
you. Yeah, you really did support the gay community at that time.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Maysoon, I do need you to get on Twitter and like my tweets more. Just kidding. I can't show that I'm that desperate. Okay, Maysoon, I'm ready for you to congratulate me on my appointment as the Ross and Carol Lowell Distinguished Director of Community Relations and Information Management at et al., etc., Global Art Empire.
Huge congratulations to you, Kate. I that was a mouthful. I'm going to need you to is that on your business card? Because I'm not sure how I'll ever.
Ooh, I gotta make business cards.
Yeah,
I gotta make business cards.
Maybe you should ask Aaron and Jackie. Do they have et al. Business cards? They probably don't know those two.
They've got bookmarks, I think.
Oh yeah, is your name on it?
No, I'm making my own.
Make your own. Okay, do it. That'll
be. You know, this is DIY time.
I really want a business card with that title on it. Maybe you should make a. We need to make new mini show.
Congratulations, Pine Tree business cards.
We really do. God, I worked so hard on those and forgot the most important part of the podcast. You remember?
Yeah.
Those silly little cards that I never use because I'm so embarrassed by the fact that we.
But I love them.
They were so cute.
I love
them
so much.
But maybe let's do
like
a really simple like bullshit one for fun, just so we.
How big is a business card? 2 by 3
it's
inches?
Quite small. There's also the squares. There's all the things.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the squares. So yeah, I don't.
Don't do that. That's, you know, I'm make sorry. It so it's that just, it could fit in someone's wallet. Honest to God. Like, don't make it so hard to carry around.
Yeah, what's the big fucking idea, people?
What's the big idea? Should we have a caricature of our faces on our business card?
Yeah. Wait.
Should
what?
We not get a caricature done of us, of the two of us, over at?
No,
like,
I can't take. No, I'm at a very low point with my self esteem right now, and I don't think that's gonna.
Oh, help. Like an exaggerated version of yourself would make that harder. I'm sorry, Kate. Okay. Let's not do that then. I always think that they're hysterical.
You took that a little more seriously than I was anticipating.
Oh God, I just can't tell. I'm sorry.
No, it's true. I do hate myself.
I just said I was never gonna do again.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, what? I don't understand. What's the problem with apologizing?
I just do think women apologize too readily and too quickly. too readily.
But what
and
if
too
you're
much?
Apologizing to another woman? Can't, you know, what if we just don't apologize to men anymore?
Yeah, well, that's for damn sure.
Okay, but can we still apologize to each other?
We can, but only
and
if we
to,
really
like,
need to.
Non-binary people.
Sure. Okay. Agreed. Approve.
Okay. Great. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. So no caricatures of us right now. Fine.
I'm just not. I have to work up to that. I have to rebuild my
self-image.
I'm going
to try to draw you from photos that you've sent me. I'm going to do a little drawing project.
Okay. Ugh. Okay. But like, make it really flattering. Okay.
Make it look, I'm a shit drawer. It's going to look like craziness. I'll draw myself too so you can see how shitty I look too.
No, Maysoon, I have to look great.
Well, what if you really like my drawing?
And you have to show lots of animals and hugs. And I also, in the picture, I want me to have perfect mental health.
Oh, you
and,
definitely will have perfect mental health in the picture.
I want, really show me with like everything really figured out. Aww. And
what would that look like?
A new pair of shoes, a fresh haircut.
Everything figured out would be like us in like, a brand new studio, home studio, with like a tower of our favorite,
oh, like a recording
a tower
studio?
Of our favorite foods and drinks, tower, like so much X, so much.
Wow.
And Jesus. Then also our cats,
okay,
and animals.
I love that. Okay, Aperture is having their call for artists. The deadline is July 2nd, and it is Kearney Street Workshop's annual multidisciplinary arts festival. It's been going on for ages and ages. It's a really good, I love Aperture.
Okay.
It's like APA-ture.
APA-ture. Mm-hmm.
Be a part of the only festival that puts the focus on emerging Asian Pacific American artists. We are accepting submissions in film, literary arts, music, performing arts, visual arts, comics, zines, and illustration. So get in there. I'll put a link to that in the underworld, even though I hate putting links in the underworld.
It looks like SF Camera Work is having an art auction coming up in September. Just FYI to everyone who's looking for more auctions to attend.
Hey, we got a studio opening up at my DIY studio space over here in Oakland.
Oh.
Maybe DIY is a little too IY.
But isn't it, though?
We're pretty DIY. We're like a little kind of, you know, down home country studio space. And and we're having a studio open up on July 1st. So I'll put a link in the underworld to the application if you want to come and be a weirdo and be a come have a studio over here in Oakland.
Beautiful downtown.
Just right across
downtown.
The street.
What do you call your area?
Well, Chinatown.
Beautiful. Chinatown, Oakland.
Right across the street from the Oakland Museum.
You could go to
right near Lake Merritt Bart.
You guys should get free memberships to Oakland Museum for your residents. Can you do that? Or maybe not free membership, but free access?
You should go talk to the Public Programs Committee. I retired from the Public Programs Committee a couple years
ago. Who's on that now? Let me just write it down.
A bunch of people.
Okay.
So we have a studio committee that governs things at the studio, like the building and the facilities. And when we bring on new members, the studio committee votes on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the public programs committee that rules the residency program and any other kind of programs that are public facing.
Hmm. Interesting. Cool.
So if you come, you can, you know, get and you want to get involved in any of these committees, you can. You don't have to. But you can. We also have a wood shop. We've got a parking lot. We have two bathrooms. Sadly, it is not, the upstairs is not ADA accessible.
All right. And that's that for real time and space. I've always wondered what it would be like to have a studio. Or just more specifically, how I would use a studio. I have no idea. But I'm curious about it.
You would make a little art project.
I would come up with something. I would figure out something to do in that space.
Okay, Maysoon, it's time for your favorite segment of the show.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Okay, sure.
Okay, it is guess the price of the item on Craigslist.
Make it a really good one this time.
Well, I think it's going to be pretty good. This is a Queen of Hearts costume.
Oh.
It is the kind of costume you get at like Party City or whatever. It's like in a bag with a picture of a person wearing the costume.
Oh, it's like the
little
It's
thing.
Like in a bag.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's in a flat pack.
Okay, Party City.
And okay. This is in South San Jose.
It's used.
And the only description is that it was used once.
$30.
Last year.
$30.
Okay.
$25.
Wait, let me describe the costume to you. Shit. So basically, it's like the person is has like white gloves on. They have their face painted with all white with a little heart and stuff. Mm-hmm. They have a crown, and then they have yellow sleeves and legs with footies on.
Okay.
So it looks like they're wearing a yellow morph suit or something.
Weird.
But with white gloves. And then, sure enough, they have this giant, like, smock-like card that's the Queen of Hearts. It's like they're an embodied card from a deck of cards that is the Queen of Hearts. They're a big rectangle with arms and legs and a head coming out.
Okay. Well,
it is standard adult size.
Standard adult size. And it's in fucking June. Like, what are they? Are they trying to sell this for Halloween or for some other? Like, it seems too early for trying to really get a top dollar on this, you know? Okay. Well, I'm going to go for $30. Oh, God, I feel like it's going to be like five. Okay, let me just go for $30.
You're very close. It is $35.
Oh, I said both in one
really
sentence.
Really good.
Amazing.
I think within $5, that's
well, I did say
winning.
30, and then I
feel
said
you
five.
Won.
Can we add them together?
And let's find what are you going to win? What's the prize?
Definitely not that costume.
What's the prize? Here we go. If you can guess within $5 of this item, this next item, you will win this item. Ooh. Are you familiar? And this is in honor of Pride Month.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. This is a lot, okay, of large Urbis titanium carabiners.
No.
Okay. Do you know what a carabiner is and why it's related to Pride Month?
No. Why?
Explain to me the queer significance of carabiners.
I mean, all I can think about is one, attaching yourself to someone else. That's all I got. I don't know how it works. Maybe someone has like jewelry on and you attach to their jewelry.
What?
I don't know. Maybe you, is it having to do with some kind of like sex play? You're like hanging upside down. You've got to like really, you know, propel yourself up to or down to someone else from a cliff or from like a room that's been built out for you. I don't know.
Wow. Okay, Maysoon, the significance of carabiners that I'm aware
of.
Now, maybe all the things you're saying are happening. And
I sure
just
hope
not
they are.
The
let's all
that.
Do it. I mean, not let's all. I can't do that.
But the main thing of carabiners and queer people is that lesbians keep their keys on a carabiner.
Well, that was really unexciting. Okay, I could have said that very easily. Jesus Christ. I really went off on a tangent. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy indeed. Okay, so these were made in Russia during the 1990s and are marked to hold 2,200 kilograms.
Wait, I need more.
I haven't counted them.
They were made in Russia, what?
They were made in Russia during the 90s and they are marked to be able to hold, like, supposedly they can hold 2,200 kilograms.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna look up how much that
is. I haven't. This is all from the description of the item here on Craigslist. Okay. I haven't counted them, but it looks like there are 100 to 200 of them in the box. They are new, unused in the original packing material. I'll post a picture of the box later today. $50 for the whole lot.
Oh shit!
I gave you the price.
Oh.
No.
Oh no. Kate.
Okay. Well. Okay, hang on. We got to find a new one. I really just went out of my body. Okay, here we go, Maysoon. This will be an interesting one. Ready?
Yes.
This is a Booyah pet stroller.
Oh, cute.
Okay. For a medium-sized pet dog.
A medium-sized? Wait.
Stroller?
We have to define medium-sized at this point.
I know. I'm going to say
Wally is a
20
small
to 30
dog,
pounds.
Correct?
I think you could put, just looking at it, I think you could put like a Westie in here, a miniature Schnauzer. Yeah,
look these guys up.
A French Bulldog could go in here. Cute. A pug for sure.
Kind of smallish.
A beagle could maybe fit in here. Aww. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess that that's...
And I want you to know, it is a tri-wheeled...
Okay, so that's...
It looks very sturdy, I have to tell you.
I think that's
going to
be expensive.
Yeah. It's got one wheel in the front, two wheels in the back. It is from a company called Booyah.
Booyah.
It has kind of a sunroof up top, a flap
perfect.
You can open.
You want the dog to be able to
and
see
then
out.
Windows on the back, front, and sides. It is a very vibrant yellow color that I'm imagining is light reactive. So if you're going out at nighttime, it's very visible. Mm-hmm. The description goes on to say it has an attachment arm to be used as a bike trailer as well.
Whoa, these guys are
great
really
as a
hardcore.
Bike trailer.
Amazing.
Yeah. Great as a bike trailer for carrying things in general, folds up nicely for storage and transport. Only used once, our dog did not like it.
Wow, that's something that you want to be like, maybe they should be like start to... Okay, this is a three-wheel like bike trailer. I just would sort of try, can mm-hmm. we train the dog?
You're not looking
dog?
It up, are you? Yet?
No.
Don't you dare look it up. Okay, and it is available in Danville/San Ramon.
Okay, which way is that? Danville, is that kind of East Bay, right? Or is that South? East Bay.
It's like halfway between Concord and Hayward. So exactly due west. No, exactly due east of like Oakland slash Berkeley.
Okay, so I feel like this person probably paid a couple $100 for this thing. But I do think on Craigslist, you don't want it to be over $100. I think that would be intimidating for anyone who's buying something used. Those are my initial thoughts on this product. I want to say, because I feel like it's a three-wheel. It sounds like it's pretty new. I think these things are kind of expensive. It has, like, the potential to be attached to, like, as a bike trailer. I don't know. There's, like, all these things, right, attached mm-hmm. to it. It's got a sunroof. It's probably, you know, maybe there's a spare dog toy in there, a brand new dog toy. Who knows?
It has a handbrake on it.
It has a handbrake. Wow. So it's like a fucking bike.
It also
has. Can I get that?
It also has an adjustable handle, like the actual place where you hold on to the stroller is adjustable,
maybe it's
so
more
it can
like
be adjusted to your height
or something.
Mason, I'm going to stop you right there because you exactly guessed.
Oh.
Ding 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 ding.
Don't buy that for me.
You exactly guessed
it.
The exact wow. price, $125.
Did they tell you how much they spent on it? Did they say like?
You are incredible. Oh,
they really
no.
didn't like the stroller.
They say they bought it for $300.
Oh shit.
They bought it for $300.
Wow, so that's a really good deal. I mean, get on out there if you guys want a stroller for your pup. To attend all of the Pride events. I mean, that's going to be a long series of days.
Yeah, you can put a little bowl of water
yeah,
in there for
just
them.
Just get on out. Hang out at Dolores Park for the whole fucking
really
month.
Really cute.
With the dog and the stroller. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, it can be very cute. Okay, and that'll be... So send us some snail mail at 125 10th Street, Oakland, California, 94607. And I'm going to be checking that email box from... And it's not an email box. I'm going to be checking that mailbox from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been...
Congratulations
Pine Tree.